Good morning, guys. I hope that you slept well and had sweet dreams. I thought I would do an audio story time about the first time I was ever dominated. I got so much incredible love and attention for the one that I did about the first time that I ever fucked a girl. And I thought this would be another little kinky story for you guys about the first time that I was ever actually dominated or with a dom and kind of got to truly experience BDSM. So I hope that you guys enjoy and try not to come too hard. So I met him at a coffee shop and we were talking, and he had this really just incredibly domineering and aggressive stature to him. He almost reminded me of a Viking in a sense. He had a lot of facial hair. He was very tall, kind of brooding, and I just couldn't help but like be so enamored with his appearance and his demeanor. It was incredibly sexy. Nothing turns me on more than a man who is confident in who he is. So we talked for a while. We exchanged numbers and we chatted online, and he had expressed to me that he had this infatuation with BDSM, but because I knew nothing about it, he was really trying to be soft with me and not push me, which of course I appreciated. But I just couldn't help but be so curious about these things. I mean, he sent me these words and I didn't even know what they meant. I had to pull out my phone and Google some of this stuff. And I just remember looking at, you know, Wikipedia or the web page, and I could literally feel myself just throb a little because it was so taboo. It was so different. And I just couldn't help but want him. So one night we went out and we just went downtown and we had a few drinks and we danced at a couple clubs. And I just remember at one point we were dancing and he just like literally grabbed me by the hips and pulled me up against him. And he kind of gently grabbed the front of my throat and pulled it up so he could whisper in my ear. And he just kept saying, he said, "I want you so bad." And that was it for me. I could literally feel my knees just get so weak, and I could just feel how wet I was. And so that night we went back to his house, and at first we kind of sat there and just talked and we got to know each other a little bit. And of course I wasn't a virgin, so I mean, I did know some stuff, but this was definitely beyond my realm of understanding. And he encouraged me to just be open and honest, and you know, if there was something that I didn't feel comfortable with, to just say it and that he would stop. So we started kissing, and quickly that passion, that heated moment that we had between each other earlier was just flourishing. And I could just remember him gliding his hands all over my body. Oh, and he was just staring at me with this primal, "I need you so bad, I want you," stare. It was one of the sexiest times I've ever appreciated somebody looking at me, because I could literally see it in their eyes without them saying anything, that they wanted me that bad. So we were just touching each other, and I was gliding my hands up on his cock, and I could feel that he was so fucking hard. He wanted me so bad. And he started unbuttoning my shirt. He pulled up my skirt. He was touching my pussy and he could feel how wet I was. And as soon as he felt that I was already wet, that was it for him. And so we went upstairs to his room. And it wasn't like what you would see in a 50 Shades of Grey sort of thing. It wasn't like some red, crazy, kinky playroom. It was a normal bedroom, but what I didn't know is that under the bed, he had restraints like a restraint system. And I remember he laid me down and he asked me, he said, "Do you want me to pin you down? Do you want me to hold you down?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Would you be okay if I handcuffed you, if I bound you with these restraints?" And I said, "I want nothing more than for you to take advantage of me." I couldn't even believe what was happening. It was like just experiencing this with him just unleashed this incredibly primal feeling in myself, and I felt so confident and sexy, even though I was terrified at the same time a little bit. And it was so perplexing to me because I had never really felt this way in a long time. So he bound my hands, and I remember I was laying there with all my hands and my feet bound, and I was facing him laying down. And he said, "I really want to hit you, but I want you to pick what you want." And so he listed off. He said, I can spank you. I can slap you with my hand. I can flog you with my leather flogger. I have a riding crop or I have a paddle. Do any of those sound appealing to you?" And I was sitting there thinking that I hadn't read what a flogger was. And so the word just sounded so interesting to me that he grabbed it. I told him that's what I wanted, and he grabbed it, and I was looking at it, and I'm not going to lie, it looked incredibly intimidating. It looked like some medieval torture device, but he kind of just stroked it across my body gently and just teased me with it. I think he wanted to make sure that I wasn't afraid, that even though it does look intimidating and it can be and it can hurt, he wanted me to savor it. And he teased my body for a while, and I remember he slid it down all the way until I could feel it against my pussy, and he took his hand back and just smacked it. Not hard, but enough to make me let out this little girlish moan. And he bent down and he kissed me and he said, "Do you want me to do it again?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And hearing me say that, it went from 0 to 1,000. He hit my pussy again, and this time with a little bit more force, and my body just leaned into him. I wanted it. I wanted to feel him hit it. And then he hit my breasts and my stomach. And then he glided across my face and he said, "I want you to taste how wet you are on it." Oh, it just makes me wet now thinking about it, honestly. And so then he leaned down and he just kissed me for a minute and asked me if I was okay. And I just looked at him and I said, "I want you to do whatever you want to me. I want you." And then he put his cock up in my face and he had me tease it with my lips. And then I was laying down with my head kind of leaning off the bed a little bit, and he got behind me and said, "Let's find out how much you can take in your mouth." And he began fucking my face, and I could feel it in my throat. And at first he was gentle just to test the waters. But as soon as he realized that he could go deeper than he thought, he was pounding my face. I could feel myself gagging on it just a little bit. I could feel myself choking on the tip of his cock. And I was so fucking turned on. There was spit, and I wanted him so bad. He took it out of my mouth and he leaned down and he pressed his finger up against my lips. And he said, "Are you going to be a good little girl for me?" It was then that he decided to reward me for being such a good girl, for sucking his cock so well. So he came back down to the other side of the bed and started kissing my body, and he came down and then he started kissing my pussy, and oh fuck, I was so wet. He licked my clit and he was so gentle at first. He was just teasing me with his fucking hand, and oh, it was driving me crazy. And then he stuck his fingers inside of me, and I could feel my pussy grab those fingers because I wanted him so much. And he fucked me with those two fingers. He licked my clit until I came. And then he shoved his fucking cock in me, and he just started pounding me relentlessly. I had never been with somebody who had so much stamina, who was going harder and harder, and just when you thought he was going to need to slow down, he just didn't give up. And I was just fucking coming, and I was moaning. Oh, I didn't think I literally told him, I said, I don't think I can come again. And he said, I'm going to have you come more than you think you can. And as he was fucking me, he put his hand down on my clit, and then he grabbed his Hitachi, which is like a vibrator, and put it up against my clit, and oh fuck. Just, I couldn't stop coming. I had never experienced anything like this in my life. I couldn't stop fucking coming. I just, oh my god. I literally want to come right now thinking about it, because it's just so fucking hot. I mean, like, when you experience something that's just so taboo and it's different and it's exciting, it's an incredible thing to kind of relive. And oh fuck. I just want to touch myself right now. I gotta take a break. I'm going to touch myself while I'm telling this story, if you guys don't mind. Oh, fuck. I just remember he was fucking me so hard. He undid my restraints after I came, and he turned me around because he wanted to fuck me from behind. And he bent me over, and he played with my ass. And at this point, I had never done anal before, but I was interested, and he, oh fuck, he licked my asshole, and then he played with it and teased it. And then he shoved my cock in my ass. Oh fuck. He fucked me so hard in the ass. I had never felt like this before. It hurt, but it was, oh fuck, it was so good. Ugh. And I just remember he was pounding my ass, and at one point I thought I should tell him to stop, but it felt so fucking good. It was this insane mixture of pleasure and pain, and I just fucking loved it. He stuck his cock back in my pussy, and I could just feel how wet I was. And he pounded me, he grabbed me by the throat, and he pulled me up to him. And just squeezed in, he said, you're so mine. Oh, I just remember wanting to come again so bad. I wanted to come all the time. I wanted to be his whore. I wanted to be his cum slut. He kept pounding and pounding me, and then finally he pulled out and he said, where do you want me to come? And I told him I wanted him to come on my face. I wanted to lick it with my fingers and my tongue. Oh, and he did. I remember I was sitting on my knees staring up at him. And he came on my face, and I just took one finger and I slid it across my lip where there was cum. And I looked at him dead in the eyes. And I sucked it off my finger and told him that I was such a good girl.